This podcast, thanks to wineforia.com.au, putting great Australian wines that you might not have tried right in your glass. Order the exclusive introductory offer now and save over $100 on the recommended retail price. Visit wineforia.com.au. That's wine, P-H-O-R-I-A.com.au.
A couple of other emails have come in about the weekend in light of some things that appeared in newspapers. Ray, could you give us an update on what happened with you and Singo? Well, it's a boring story, and it's not a long story. Yes, Singo and I, as we revealed on Friday, we're going to Pete's Bite for lunch, which is a beautiful restaurant on the Hawkesbury, which is only accessible either by seaplane or by boat. There's no road in, there's no road out. And we were to be joined by former Beefcake, former hunk, Jamie Dury, who brushed us, who found a wedding to attend, apparently, and couldn't join us. So Singo picked me up at 12:30 from a place called Kangaroo Point, which is on the eastern side of the Hawkesbury River Bridge. Big function room there that has been open for 2 years, but no one ever walked inside there. That's a story of an entirely different matter. Anyway, I got on the boat, went to Pete's Bite. Singo had invited the first 100 single females to have a glass of champagne on him. Got there, none were there, as you would expect, given that it was me and Singo and not Jamie Dury. Anyway, got to spend some time with Temmie and Tanya, the proprietors. Temmie is Tanya's mum. Temmie, as anyone knows that goes to Pete's Bite, is just a fantastic entertainer, great vocalist, and entertained us right through the course of the afternoon from about 1:30 till we left about 5:30. We just had the best time. The best time. John Doyle, from Roy and HG, his brother is the piano player, the organist. Lovely bloke. Lovely fella. I hadn't met him before, and I had a yarn to him. He was fantastic. But what happened? Through the course of the afternoon, and yes, I did get on the drink, and I had to use one of those facilities where I had my car and the people come and pick you up and drive you home and another car follows you. I forget the name of the service. Sophie will tell me because she gave me the phone number to ring. And they did a fantastic job, the gentleman and his wife who took me home. Not that I had much to talk to them about because I was unconscious from the time I got in the car until when I arrived home. Matching motors with Singo was not a good idea when you're a non-drinker. Anyway, what happened through the course of the afternoon, there was a group of young ladies and their husbands celebrating one of the young ladies' 40th birthday party. One of the young ladies came over to me to talk about some tragic circumstances where her and her husband lost a child, and I'd been involved in helping them. A number of years ago. And then another young lady came over and said, you know, my cousin, Robert Brooks. Well, Robert Brooks is the proprietor of Cowper Smash Repair, Eyes as we call him. He's a great mate of mine, and I was delighted to meet his cousin. Her mum and Brooksy's late dad, Kenny Brooks, were brother and sister, apparently. So we had a chat to them, and it was great, and I met a few of the husbands, and one of the boys comes from Rivo and had named me through some other blokes at Riverston and had attended the funeral of Bunter that I'd gone to earlier this year, so it was fantastic. Then Singo said, wouldn't it be a good idea to get all these beautiful young women in a photograph with us? So I said, don't be silly. He said, go. So he said, you've spoken to them, go and ask them. So I walked over and I said, girls, come over and get your photo taken with Singo and me and pretend you're having a good time with us. One of the husbands, who I think was an accountant, said, is there a fee involved? And I told him to take a walk. There was no fee involved. Anyway, the girls got their photo taken. It was published in the Sunday Telegraph yesterday, and I've got to apologise. I've been taking Paul Gallen to task for inappropriate social media comment. Well, during the highlight of the day, me drinking Peronis and wine with Singo, I started abusive text messages to Phil Rothfield along the lines I was going to knock him out like I did in 1987 and things like that. He's now blackmailing me, telling people that he's going to expose me. The only difference is they were sent to him and him alone, not to other people on social media. So I put my hand up. I had too much to drink, but I behaved myself. I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't drive. Was it you drink, we drive, was it? Is that what Sophie said? I don't know if it's that one. I think it might be another one. I'm not quite sure. But anyway, whoever it is, they're fantastic. And they got me home safe and sound. And I was very, very dusty yesterday. But I feel fantastic today. And I won't be doing it again for another 12 months.
This podcast, thanks to winefourear.com.au, putting great Australian wines that you might not have tried right in your glass. Order the exclusive introductory offer now and save over $100 on the recommended retail price. Visit winefourier.com.au. That's wine, P-H-O-R-I-A.com.au.